Blog Talk Radio.
Tonight we are going without our co-producer, but I thank Sister Purr and Sister Carmen for joining me tonight as we go into a little bit of a discussion related to the opening song, realizing how we need one another, the importance of one another in each and every one of our lives. Good evening to all.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I just want to open up by saying how it is so important for us to get ourselves right, because the sooner we can get ourselves right, the sooner we can be a help to the rest of those that are still in darkness and trying to see the light. It is important for us to come to not only come to that knowledge, but to know that knowledge so that we can begin to share it with authority, so that those that are looking for that way, because if we really stop and think about it, at times religion per se just isn't answering everything. Religion has us waiting when we don't need to wait. We just need to put forth the action, put forth the knowing of who we are, so that we can begin to achieve those things which our hearts desire. I'm just kind of, you know, I've come to the knowledge, and it just seems now to me that religion is really, 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 really starting to turn me a sour note, because only because of the fact that it's holding people down, stopping them from being the best that they can be, because they're waiting on God to do it for them, when you've got to use the God in you to do it. And if you just constantly waiting, then You know what I mean? It's like you're looking for a pie in the sky when God already has told us that we have the ability. And we usually go ahead.
I was just thinking too, you know, the other thing, organized religion also I think leaves such a negative taste so often that people pull back, you know?
They say
I'm not going to church, and then it becomes, well, maybe I'm not that interested in God. Maybe I'm not that interested, you know? And I think it causes a detrimental slide. You know, I think a better experience from the beginning, it would set a better tone or something like that.
And that is so true, but you have to remember also, one of the things that religion does, it instills so much fear in you. Because of the fear, you get to the point where I'm damned if I do and damned if I don't, and then and it turns you away, because what the life that they want you to live is not the life that you were created to live. So it makes it extremely impossible to do it. And I think this is why religion turns me off so much, is because no one can do what it is that they want you to do. The life that they think that you should live, they can't even do it. But they hold you to fire and brimstone if you don't do it, and they're not doing it.
Right.
And I think that this is what's really turning me off, because part of what we have to understand is that, as the song said, we are all a part of God's
body. Of the body, that's right.
And because we're all a part of it, that doesn't make any part better than the other part.
And I
say that to mean a preacher is no better than a member. The preacher only has that so-called authority because we have given up our authority to him. And even though this book that they put all their trust and faith in tells them, do not put your trust in man. You walk blindly behind a preacher man or a preacher woman because they claim that they were called by God. But I'm here to tell anyone that will hear me, we are all called by God because we're a part of God.
There is no
big eyes or little U's. We all have that same authority. It's just whether we choose to know it and to use it. And because we have easy way out and refuse to use it, we look to other people. And this is why we're always saying, Jesus, do this, Jesus, do that. And not to discredit Jesus, because Jesus was a great man of God.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. So I'm not trying to discourage him, but Jesus told us that the same thing that he does, we can do. But we fail to believe it. We think when he said that, that means every once in a while we might be able to pray on the sick and they get healed or something to that nature. But it's so much more than that. It's so much more than that, and we won't open up our eyes or unclog our deaf ears to hear what is really being said. If you sit around on Sunday and listen to some of the, as they like to call it, the bedside churches and stuff like that, if you sit around and just hear what it is that they're telling you the truth. If you hear the words in which they're saying, they are speaking truth. But the direction or the way that they're presenting it is false. And this is why I said I don't totally condemn the Bible per se, because there are a lot of inspired words in there. But these are inspired words that men have put to paper. These aren't inspired words that God has made the gospel. The gospel is in each and every one of us. And that is the real gospel of who we really are. And if we just constantly, 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 and because of our upbringings and the amount of time that we've been brainwashed, per se, to believe this, it takes some renewing of our minds. If you search the scripture, you'll see where Brother Paul said that that was one thing that we have to do. We have to renew our minds because this stuff that they're teaching us is not of God. It's not of God, because if you think about the teachings and what it is that they're teaching us, they tell us that God is pretty much incompetent. God, I was speaking with the co-producer the other night, and we were talking about God, when he set this whole thing up, the universe, everything, he set it up so that every single day, the sun rises.
Right.
Without fail, nothing at all over the since the beginning of time, nothing has changed that. So God was so perfect in his work that he set the moon and the stars and the sun to come up just when they're supposed to. He set the seasons to change just when they're supposed to. But he could do all of that, and over the course of time, it has never failed. But the one creation, us, he couldn't get right. Do you really, really, really believe that God didn't get us right when he created us? You
No.
think he made a mistake?
No.
No.
But if you listen to religion, he made a mistake, and this is why we got to always ask him for forgiveness. Why do we have to ask God for forgiveness if it was technically his mistake? Because we're not doing what we're supposed to do.
Right.
Because the truth of the matter is, you are doing exactly what you're supposed to do.
Amen.
That's right.
You cannot do anything without God's permission. So if it's God's permission and he allows it to happen, could it be that bad?
No.
No, doesn't make sense.
Right, but if we listen to religion, because we're not constantly praying and this and that. And that's another thing too. Constantly praying. We are constantly praying. We just don't realize it. And we shouldn't be praying. We should be having a conversation.
With God, amen.
A conversation so that we can talk. And part of a conversation is you have to listen.
Right.
You speak, I listen. I speak, you listen. But our problem is we're not listening. We speak, and then we go on about our business. And we're not even looking for an answer. We'll get our answer Sunday morning from someone else instead of getting it from the source.
Mm. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
God can use any avenue he wants to deliver a message to you, but trust me, he'd rather just be talking to you. He don't want to just talk to the so-called preachers, the so-called priests. They're not just his. You're a part of him as well as they are.
Amen. Right. Today.
We just have to stop being quote-unquote lazy and wanting somebody to do something for us that we can do for ourselves. And we can have a conversation with God at any time. We just have to listen for the reply because we're talking to him all the time. And there is nothing, truth of the matter is, there is nothing we should be praying so hard for, because when we come to realize whatever it is we can have, so what we need to be doing instead of this praying and begging for something, we need to be giving thanks.
That's right. Say thank you.
Thank you.
Amen.
Because even though it's not here right this second, because I know who I am and who I'm a part of, I know that it's coming.
That's right.
Jesus said, believe in your heart and doubt not, and it shall be. He didn't say believe in your heart and go to church. He didn't say believe in your heart and do this or do that. He said believe in your heart and it shall be. Because if you once you believe it in your heart, you know it to be. And if we stop and think about our daily lives, there are certain things that we just know that we know. And when we know that we know, what happens? It turns out to be just what we know because we know it to be that.
That's right.
We live it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I say to you lovely ladies that are here listening tonight to be able to not only spread the word, but be able to live it so that people can see that they're going to say, wow, she's a little different. Yes, because she is walking in the knowledge of who she is. And not that she's better than anybody. She just knows who she is.
Sister Pearl, you are a little different.
I'm a lot different.
Amen.
Well, truthfully, you guys are 100%. We're different, but we're the same.
That's right.
And there's nothing wrong with being different. And because you're different from me does not make me right and you wrong or you right and me wrong. It's just a difference. It doesn't make it good or it doesn't make it bad. Because what suits you doesn't necessarily suit me. So who am I to tell you that you're wrong? When you can turn right back around and tell me the exact same thing.
Right.
We've got to come to this knowledge and stop pitting ourselves against each other, thinking that we're better than each other and all of these things, because we're not. We are all the same. God has no respect of person because we are all part of him. God don't love his left eye better than, just figuratively speaking, he don't love his left eye better than the right eye. He don't love his toe better than he love his thumb. We're all part of the body. Who among us will say, cut off my toe because I need my thumb?
Not me.
I want my thumb and my toe. Right?
Right. That's right.
So if we don't have any respective part of our body, then why do we think God does? Because somebody gets up there hooping and hollering, or somebody gets up there and reads some scripture, you think that's God loves that person more? Especially if you're hooping and hollering and you're reading the scripture and then you're turning around and doing all the things that you told me I can't do. Mm. If I do them, I'm going to hell. Priests, preachers, they preach about fornication and all that stuff. Now, and they're the biggest culprits of it. So how can you honestly sit here and tell me that that's where I'm going and know it within your heart that that's where I'm going, but you're doing the exact same thing? So who are you to tell me, do as I say, not as I do?
You can't.
Right. I can do as I say, as I do. It is for me to decide. And we as a people have got to understand it is in our control. And then would it be in our control when we get two or three that are in the same mindset as we are, then we can begin to move mountains.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
And we've got to understand that we don't need any preacher. And I'm not, if they want to preach, more power to them. But you don't need that to have that direct connection with God.
Amen. Okay.
No, I agree. But I do know that I like going to church sometimes for
right.
the fellowship, for the message, for the, you know, I like it.
And that's perfectly fine. There is
yep.
nothing wrong with going to church.
Right.
I just want people to understand that going to church isn't what's going to get you, quote unquote, into heaven. Going to church isn't what's going to get you in favor with God. But going to church for the fellowship is a beautiful thing. Mm-hmm. And going to church and hearing someone speak, just as you're listening to me speak now, there is no harm in that.
Right.
Correct. Agree.
But you have to understand your relationship and your connection with God. You can't get it all twisted into the mindset that I've got to do what it is that this guy up here or this woman up here in the front of the audience is telling me I got to do in order to have a relationship with God.
Absolutely.
And that's what my problem is with church, and my problem is with religion, is they're putting you in that same box that they cram God into, and God is too big to be put into any kind of box.
Amen. Yes.
He made all of this. All of this is because of him. And he did not make a mistake with any of us.
No, sir.
And we've got to stop believing that we are unfit or we aren't worthy. We've got to stop that mindset and start walking in the knowledge of who we are. And when we truly walk in the knowledge of who we are, we can walk with our heads up, not thinking that we're better, just knowing who we are.
That's right.
And that is so important for us to know, because we can't get anywhere, we can't do anything if we don't know where we are.
Amen. Amen.
If you're trapped in a basement somewhere and you don't know where you are, you have to come out of that basement so that you can begin to use your instincts to get to where you need to be. And right now what's happening is we are using religion, we are trapped in a basement, and we need to be able to get out of that basement so that we can see what it is we want to see to get to where we want to go. And as long as we keep under that belief that I've got to go to prayer service, I got to go to Bible study, I got to go this, I got to be at church on Sunday, I got to pay them my tithes. When you keep believing these things, you're keeping yourself in the basement. It is more blessed to give. So I'm not telling anybody not to give. Just understand that giving your 10% to a church or to an organization is not a requirement of God. And no matter how much they twist around, it's not a requirement. So this is the only thing that I really want to try and get us to understand, that these restrictions and these demands that they put on us supposedly from God just isn't so. But yes, it's a beautiful thing to go and fellowship and listen to some good music and stuff. That's a beautiful experience. But if you think about it, 9 times out of 10, people walk in the church one way and walk out the exact same way.
Too bad.
Yeah.
Right.
For them.
So what was the purpose of doing that then? What was the purpose of going? And what I mean by that you come into quote unquote the house of God, and then there are certain people that don't even want you to sit by them.
I wonder if they go so that they can say they went. You know what I mean?
That is part of it, yes.
I'm sure.
That's right.
I'm sure.
That's correct, yes, because of that fear that is a place that you need to be on Sunday or Saturday or whenever service is in. You are supposed to be in service.
Right.
And so it's a fear. So half the time, this is why they walk in one way and walk out the same way, because they're just going out of obligation, out of tradition.
See and be seen.
Right.
Yeah. They go for fashion. Let me show you what I got on today.
Mm-hmm.
They've got all kinds of reasons except getting in tune with who they are. And once they get in tune with who they are, they'll realize they don't have to go.
Unless they want to go.
Right.
Unless they want to, unless you want to go, yes. But it, once again, I'll say it again. It's you don't have to go. It's if you want to go, which is fine, but it's not a requirement. And if you speak to 90% of Christians, this is what they'll tell you.
Right.
That you need to be in a church. You need to. Yeah, you need to be in a church. You got to be doing this.
Right.
You need to be tithing. You need to be all of these things you need to be doing, except living your life to the best that you can.
Right.
That's the part that they leave out. Don't you live your life. Let me tell you how you should live your life. How can you tell me how to live my life and you ain't even got your life together?
Amen.
But even if you do, even if you do have your life together, how are you going to tell me how to live my life?
Right. Exactly.
That's correct. Because you got your life. You're 100% correct. You have your life together the way you wanted it together.
That's right.
And because that's the way you want
it. You're the one to change it.
Say that again.
And if it isn't together, you are responsible for changing it. Not based on what somebody else is going to tell you.
That's correct. Yeah. You are responsible, and that's what the message is, that we are all responsible for our lives. And because I'm responsible for my life, you can't tell me how to live my life. I'm not saying that you can't give me your opinion on anything. I'm not saying that God won't use you to speak to me. But you can't tell me, you can't tell me how to live my life.
Right. Your blueprint is different from mine.
Each man or woman has their own path that they have to walk.
That's right. Amen.
And my path might be to the left and yours is to the right. So how you going to get me over to the right when I'm supposed to be on the left?
Right.
But we blindly follow this stuff. We blindly follow this. You know how many people have given their life savings to churches off and on because somebody told them that this is because this is pleasing to God?
Right.
Just think about this. God gave me $1,000, and he automatically told me I got to give $100 back. Why wouldn't he just give me $900?
Right.
God loves a cheerful giver. Anything that you give from the heart is sufficient or suffice. It's good enough. If it's from the heart. From the heart is better than by obligation. Well, once again, it looks like we're coming to the end. And one of the things I keep saying, my co-producer told me that on Thursday, him and Sister Purr had a powerful message. Said Sister Purr shared some positive stuff for him. And what I want to try and do tomorrow night, as a matter of fact, I want to open up the floor because I want us all to be able to talk about it. I know I'm the messenger, but as I've said to everyone, we are all messengers.
Yes,
we are all messengers. And I want us to be able to share, to be able to have some dialogue on some of the experiences that God is talking to each and every one of you about. And I want us to be able to do that. So I want everybody to think about it and be ready tomorrow night so that we can all discuss just how good God is and how we can see God at work, not only in our lives, but in whoever's life. Or whoever, you know, in anything, how we're able to see it. And that might help somebody else to realize that God is working in their lives. They just have to do it. So on that note, We are coming to the end of our half an hour. I thank you all for coming, and I do look forward to tomorrow's show I know it's going to be barn burner once I get these sisters open up on the mic. Once again, I do truly thank you. I do truly thank you, and I will see you all tomorrow.
Good night.
Good night, everyone. God bless.
Good night.
Good night, everyone.